ولله الأسماء الحسنى فادعوه بها.
الله سبحانه وتعالى is the most beautiful name. All the beautiful names belong to Allah. The Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said of the meaning of Allah سبحانه وتعالى, he owns 99 names. Whoever calculate them and memorize them, he will enter paradise. O Allah, make us among those. Ya
Allah. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Wassalatu wassalamu ala ashrafil mursalin. Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa tabi'in ila yawmiddin amma ba'd. O Allah, give us the knowledge of your names, give us the knowledge of you, make us respect your names, and try to decorate ourselves with your name and your quality and attribute. O Allah, make us for you, by you, toward you. And O Allah, make us among those who follow what they hear and obey and try to implement it the maximum we can. And O Allah, make this knowledge witness to us, not against us, and give us the barakah and nur and qabool in everything we say and we do. And O Allah, give us ikhlas and sincerity in the seen and unseen, and make us among those who will be resurrected closer to you, pleasing you, Ya Allah. Wa sallallahumma ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Amma ba'd. Today, I was planning to start the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but I received some emails and some questions, and for some of you might think this question is not related, but I believe they are related, and I will explain it why. By this way, today is the session number 11 of the introductory of the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And some people complained, they said always introductory is 1 minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 20 seconds, and you have 11 session introductory. And when you study the whole journey of Islam and the message of Islam is introductory to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The whole journey of Iman introductory to get to know Allah. The whole seeking knowledge is a journey of to get to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And even as many ahadith about in the day of judgment will be called by our names. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised us to give our children a good name, a name with a meaning, a name with a quality, something he can live with it. And also, something came in my heart before I came today. One of the respect of anybody's name to know the owner of the name. And the more you respect the owner of the name and the meaning of the name and what the person wants and who he is, this respect. By this way, the topic will be how to respect the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and how to prepare on a journey of also of respect. We talk about thinking, we talk about desire, we talk about love, now respect. And believe it or not, some people send me an email, call it a comment or complaining or question. And this person, I believe he's a good man inshallah, he sent me a question about what happened if my parents, one of them sitting watching TV all the time, and the another one, which is the mom, she have hijab, she read Quran, she make tahajjud, she fasting, but she always worry her and his father. They have no iman, talk too much, argue too much, and is no calmness in the house. And if this is a condition, how I deal with it? And for this, another sister asked me a question.
If you have a relative and you cannot get along with the relative, what can you do to fix that relationship, or what is the proper course of action to take in that manner so you don't end up breaking ties with that person?
The question almost the same. What happened is, when you study Islam, certain relationship in our life we cannot divorce. We can divorce husband, we can divorce wife. But you cannot divorce parents. You cannot divorce brother and sister. You cannot divorce uncle and aunt. You cannot divorce grandparents. You cannot divorce your buddy. You cannot divorce who you are. You see? Why Allah introduced His name and quality to us? Because His name and attribute and His quality, well, if you learn it and get closer to it and you try to live it, it will generate quality in you and for you. One of the misconceptions among the Muslim today is, if I'm going to journey of Iman and I'm gaining knowledge and try to be good, can I dictate environment? I cannot. Can I choose environment? Really, you cannot. Sure, you can. But in the reality, is no perfect environment will be. And this ask any young girl or young man. You are sick and tired of your parents' environment. And once you get married, you start again new another environment. Do you think you will like it? You will never like everything. This is not where we are in the land. You see? By this way, the misconception is hidden in what I want, what I please with. Some people, among the young people, said, excuse me, but what about environment? Environment affecting me. If the environment affecting you is part of your trial, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised He will never change the condition of anyone unless you change within. By this way, somehow all the young people around me somehow forget about the basic. Can you educate parents? Can you educate people above 50 and 60? You're almost asking for the impossible, because the habit already done. And instead of trying to correct them, you correct yourself. And I was talking to one sister, she's a new marriage, and she went through all this. And now she tell me, I know you for 8 years, I listened to the knowledge for 8 years, and now I believe the time come to implement the knowledge. And I tell her, you forget about the basic of Iman. Iman is two part, patience and gratitude. Half of the Iman is sabr, half of thanks. And if you ask me, a lot of us forget this and forget that. Meaning what? Minus Iman. Can you talk to them too much? No. I said, serve, be good, follow your own journey internal, and don't engage too much. Somebody might tell me, excuse me, but the environment is shocking me. Ask yourself, who's the creator of environment? Who's the creator of time and situation? Is Allah. And Allah tell you He will never change unless you change whom? Yourself. If you cannot take it, why? I was talking to one brother before I came. His brother have a British passport, and he go to Egypt to bury his own father who died. I do not know what he did. They took him in the airport to jail. After many, many months, now close to 6 months, actually it's 1.5 years, but after 6 months, they fighting so hard to the point they get a court order of releasing him. The government is releasing him. After they releasing him and he reached home and he took a shower and sitting eating, they knock on the door and order to put him in jail again. They put him in jail again. After 6 months, again, they win the case. They have no evidence against him, he did anything. Now, he released. After he released, by a few hours, they put him in jail again. Now, with the third time. And even the third time, they did not know who he is, where he is. What about if you're sick? And you do not know any cure? Or you are in pain? Can you divorce your pain? Can you divorce your sickness? What happens to people who feel I'm ugly? I'm not looking good. I won't be tall. I won't be short. I won't look like this. I won't look like that. Can you divorce yourself? You cannot. But the whole journey of life to be content. Thanks. Thanks is power. Do you know your future? No. Do you know what is good for you? No. Do you know what causing your happiness? No. Do you know what causing your misery? Only one. Disbelief in Allah, lack of patience, and lack of thanks. And we live and we die and we do not know. He asked me to talk about the manner of zikr, the manner of remember of Allah, the manner of calling Allah. And all the people, young people, question is related, is very interconnect. How you do zikr if you're angry? How you do zikr if you have no patience? How you do zikr when you're not content? How I call you and I'm angry at you? You said, astaghfirullah, I'm not angry at Allah. Angry of whom? The early people said, if you're angry about a situation, angry at whom? The creator of the situation or the situation? And situation cannot be done without the creator. It's part of your destiny. You want to change? Call Allah. You want to change? You call Allah. If you change, Allah will change condition. If the change, the condition is not changing, something is still wrong on you. And one of the situations we are facing today and the dilemma is once again journey of Iman, I want you to be changed. You, I want you to be changed. What about me? Do you remember? I tell everybody, in Islam, you have two principles. No blaming, no complaining. Is no hadith in Quran, in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is no verse in Quran said blame nobody. Today we have some exhibition. This exhibition is against the will of Allah. Because if you are a mu'min, you have no exhibition. And you take whatever Allah ordained for you with an open heart. Thank Allah. The problem is, if Allah give me something sweet I like, I'm happy. If Allah takes something from me, I'm sad. I remember one sheikh a couple of days ago. He was talking about women and multiple marriage. And he said, if you have a bread, one bread you eat, and somebody knock on the door until you give me a quarter, you get upset? You still have three, a quarter. Okay, somebody knock on the door and take another quarter, you still have half. Somebody knock on the door and take another quarter. Now you have, instead of one bread, you have a quarter. Which one you prefer? Get a quarter bread and eat it, and or nothing? You see? By this way, today, we always, whatever Allah give us, somehow no contentment. Lack of Iman. By this way, the topic is Iman. If you ask me, give talk about the manner of zikr. I can talk about the manner of zikr. You can find many books about the manner of zikr. But the main manner of zikr is to believe who you remember. Now his question, how come people with hijab, with beard, with niqab, with salah, with fasting, but they talk too much? They have no good manner. They engage in things they're not supposed to be. Nobody's perfect, number one. And number two, we do not know the reality of our journey. Because if you study how many ahadith about being silent, go to the topic of silence, not talk at all, except it was good deed. I talked about it last week, about when people go to Abu Zar radiallahu anhu, mother, and the mother of Abu Darda radiallahu anhu. And what is the main two quality? Silent and thinking. This is a quality of a mu'min. But today people listen to me. Listening is one thing. Think about it one thing. Fighting your own genetic one thing. Developing the good quality one thing. Is all journey. It takes time. And it takes a sincere person. And it takes vigilance of iman. What about anger? Why are you angry about? Why are you upset about? Why are you moody about? You see? How many hadith about this topic? How many hadith about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of the meaning of when he said, whoever have a situation and his nafs want to make him angry and he hold it tight for Allah. He hold it only for sabilillah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala call you in the day of judgment. And he said, you did this for me? Tell me what you do, what you want. I give you everything you want. And Allah promised to please you in the day of judgment. Just because you hold one moment of anger. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a man came to him and said, who is the most strongest person? He said, the one who controls his anger. Not the one who has muscles. One person, he asked Rasulullah some one time a question. He said, what is the most toughest things against us? What is the most dangerous things about against us? He said to Allah, be angry at you. Or cursing you. He said, how we protect ourselves from that? He said, don't get angry. Because what angry mean? A lot of us do not understand. If you angry, are you angry of the person? Or are you angry of the situation? And the person and situation cannot be done without the qadr of Allah. Until now we are rebellious against that. You woke, all of a sudden you slept. You're screaming at me because I dropped a banana leaf or something. It will not do anything. You already broke your ankle, finished. You're blaming or not complaining, it doesn't mean nothing. It will be done. You make mistake or you do not make, it's done. By this way, once a situation arises, we like it or we don't, is a qadr. Finished. And what Allah wants? Allah, He wants to see you, how you're going to behave. If you are a mu'min, you behave according to what Allah wants from you. If your nafs get high, shaitan take over, now you become moody, now you become arrogant, now you become angry, now you're complaining, now you're blaming, now you did it, you're the one, you initiated. All this talk is not existing Islam. Do yourself a favor, it's not existing. This all from shaitan. It's not from Allah. Take it from me. Allah will not make you anger. That's not the quality of Allah. Angel do not make you anger. It's not the quality of angels. By this way, the moment you become uptight, the moment you become moody, the moment you become angry, how? And all this, lack of zikr of Allah. And zikr of Allah is not the way we do zikr. Because this is a brother question also. How come my mother, she pray tahajjud, she fasting, she do this, she read Quran. He said she read Quran and she go talk nonsense and after that go read Quran again. This is another misconception. Because we have no respect whom we're dealing with. Lack of iman again. Now, my question to you, my brother and sister all over. Don't look to other people's mistake also. It's a fitna. Big fitna. Make tawbah to your mom, make tawbah to your brother, make tawbah for whom, and you have to believe without no doubt. Any situation you go through is a trial for you. For Allah to check you how you're going to behave. You want to change the condition? Very simple. Allah promised He will never change condition unless you change condition. You cannot change condition and complaining about condition. Actually, if you complaining, as soon or later, the bounty Allah give you, Allah will snatch it from you. I saw it in my life. I saw it over and over again. If we thank Allah, Allah increase. If we blaming, complaining all the time and get angry, soon Allah will take it away from you. Because you have no appreciation. Because if you appreciate something, how you complain about it? And in this life, can we have a perfect situation? It will never be. And this is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as a leader, he discovered it. By this way, every one of the companions has certain quality. And because every companion has certain quality, what he does? He prays everyone with his own quality. To enable the person to grow with this quality. Doesn't mean you have a good quality, you will have another 10 quality. You might have one or two quality and you have eight bad quality. Can I look to your bad quality? I cannot. I will never deal with you. Can we look for somebody's perfect? It will never happen. Can I deal with you with the intention you will not make mistake? Is wrong. And when you make mistake, can I call you and tell you, you remember you did this, you remember? No. According to Islam, is no. Why? If you remember Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in another hadith, he said of the meaning of irhamu tarahamu. Be mercy, Allah be mercy on you. Waghfiru yaghfir Allahu lakum. And forgive, Allah forgive you. You see? And don't be among the people who say things and do not live it. And don't sleep musirran ala ma'asiyah. And don't sleep overnight. Okay? And you still insist over a sin. If you ask me today, I'm scared for all of you. Because I hardly, until this in my life, until this moment in my life, I'm really scared. I'm scared for everybody I know and I do not know. How you can call yourself a Muslim and you allow yourself to be a moody and arrogant or ego or angry for overnight? And you pray. How? If you do zikr, and salah is a zikr, is a meeting with Allah, you should go first, make tawbah. Ask the person to forgive you before you make even wudu. Like one scholar, he said, if you look at wudu, how many type of wudu we have? Anybody remember? We have plenty of type of wudu as a man. Wudu for salah. Wudu for anger. Wudu for eating. Believe it or not. Wudu to eat to gain the elevation. And when you have intercourse with your husband and wife, one of the sunnah, if you want continue, you go. Make wudu and come back. Continue. And actually when you study it, it's so beautiful in biology. And for the nafs. Wudu for tawbah and to make to rak'ah. Is a lot of wudu in many condition. Why? Changing condition. Purify yourself from the status. The problem in here, how I can make wudu, I'm insist about my condition. Because supposed to be wudu to cleanse me and purify me from my condition. Meaning what? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He want me to be in a state of vigilante. Vigilant, careful, awareness, all this iman. My question to all of you, and to me too, how I can be a mu'min and stay for a long time angry, or moody, or upset, or stubborn. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, don't sleep over a sin. Why? You do not know what happened to you. Especially if you are a female or a woman or a wife, don't do that. And if you are a man and oppress somebody, don't do that. And what about, can I be nice to you as a father, as a husband, as a wife, and keep remember and looking to your own mistake? No. Don't look to nobody's mistake. Can you talk? No. Can you explain? No. You explain to whom? Ready to receive. By this way, the answer for everybody who said, I have a condition, I have a family relative, I have this, just make dua. Keep continuing your journey. As soon or later, Allah will open for you. The problem with us, when we hear that, okay, I want to hear Brother Ahmad, I want to do zikr and salah, tomorrow condition will be changed. You might live and die, condition will not be changed. And later on, Allah tell you, come on, you was patient all this time, let me show you what I give you. Because believe it or not, if you study the amount of ahadith about those who forgive when they have ability to go do. Meaning, you commit something against me, I want revenge. No. For Sabillah, I forgive you. I won't give it to you back. But I forgive you. You give me a word, I give you two. You give me smack, I give you two. This is easy. But to forgive is not easy. But in here, the main thing in here is what? Intention. Intention. What happened? I come to ask you to forgive me. And you tell me, you know something? You are a coward. You are this. You are that. Always shaitan will get you from the same person. Do you know why? It's a check from Allah over your humble and humility. You can come to me, excuse me. Forgive me, okay? And you go. You can do that. But is this real? No. And if I open my mouth, boom! Fire. What it mean now? You still have your shayateen with you. You want to know if you have angel or shayateen? Look at the amount of humble and humility. You see, you're going to the person, ask him to forgive you, and the person insults you again. How are you going to treat the person? How are you going to make dua against the person or for the person? Are you getting angry? Or you realize it is from Allah, is a trial. And this trial, what it end up with? لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. It's not you, it's me. And something I saw in my life. Every time some people insult me, call me names, be arrogant against me, whatever, Allah switch with something better. Or some good deed is coming. So beautiful. But before good deed, Allah trial you. Allah check you out. What's the whole life all about? Is a check. Before Allah put you to Jannah, He trial you. Before Allah forgive you, He trial you. Before you do Hajj, you have to spend and you have to sacrifice and you have to ask everybody to forgive you. Before Ramadan is recommended to ask everybody to forgive you. Before Ramadan finish, you pay zakah to Allah, forgive your sins over your bad manner in Ramadan. And let me tell you something, I said it to the people of India. Something scared me so much, really scared me. And I bear witness to Allah, it's really scared me. Why the majority of the ummah, the majority of people I get to know in my life, in the most blessing day, in the most blessing hour, fitna. Do you know what the early people said? The early people said, the blessing time belonged to whom? Allah. He gave it to whom? to whom Allah pleased with. Now, if you really care about this blessing time, tell me what topic it should bother you. Your husband is dead. Your husband left. Your mother this. Your father this. Your wife this. Your kid this. Which one is higher? Laylatul Qadr or the situation? How many family Muslim fighting over something because the shoes is old, or the he get me a shoes I do not like, or I supposed to get the sweet, he get me a, you know, I want 10 kg sweet, I get only 2 kg sweet. You see, we always make a fuss over material things. If we are vigilant and do zikr of Allah, what is the real zikr? Not the real zikr, you sit down, subhanallah, subhanallah. Okay, if it's subhanallah, what's your problem? If you're praising Allah, what's your problem? Your husband call you and tell you, excuse me, bye-bye. I'm going to get another one. What's the big deal? Really? If your wife call and said, excuse me, I don't like you anymore. I'm going to get another one. What's the problem? If you really belong to Allah, and you know condition from Allah, what it will do? You see, if you believe in the Qadr, today you see my talk is the same. But every time my talk is the same, people ask me, okay, you repeat yourself. Did you get it? Even the people who send me email and the other people who ask me questions, the same is the topic. Before you embrace Islam, one of the articles of faith, one of the 6 articles of faith, believe in Qadr, good and bad. Allah make it clear. Allah make it clear is your Qadr will never be the same. You're 16, 17. Ultimate beauty, ultimate body, ultimate everything. Can I switch? Boz? You know, I will be 16 the rest of my life. You're going to get older, you're going to get older. Your body change, your beauty change. Okay, today I have money, I have sweet, I have everything. Can I have everything every day? Oh, today the weather is so beautiful. Pause. Stop it. The sky is blue. Temperature is so beautiful. The wind is so lovely. Can we do that? It will never happen. This is the sunnah of Allah. You add to that. You hear the news. Earthquake. Tsunami. Volcano. Hurricane, people are starving to death, people are sick. Do we have any reason to complain about it? Huh? Million and million of people dying from hunger. Million and million of people dying from different diseases. And Allah give me all this, and I'm still complaining about one thing, to the point I'm ready to lose the most blessing time for one thing. By the way, this brother and sister, okay, who have a problem with the family, is no problem. Because you cannot divorce your father, you cannot divorce your mother. Make dua, make tawbah. And also remember what my father used to tell me. Anything you do not like about your parents, you have something similar. You see? Make tawbah for them, and make tawbah for you. And the lucky one who clean the most we can. And also, one of the fitna, the major fitna in seeking knowledge of Allah, is to believe you are good and you are better than other. This another fitna. And you forget who you are. You forget your sins. You forget your weakness. I remember one of the main advice Allah gave it to Musa alayhi salam. Musa alayhi salam, he's Kalimullah. He talked to Allah directly. One of the 5 major Ulul Azm, the most powerful messenger and prophet. And messenger and prophet do not commit sins. And Musa alayhi salam leaving Sinai desert, leaving the valley. And he said, Allah, give me advice. He said, Ya Musa, don't look to the mistake of others and look to your mistakes. and nobody is empty from mistakes. Imagine, this is whom? Allah gave advice to Musa. Musa is not me and you. Musa alayhi salam. He's already a messenger. He's already accepted and chosen by Allah. And Allah tell him, Ya Musa. When Musa tell him, give me final advice, Ya Allah. لا تنظر إلى عيوب الناس. Don't look to the mistakes and bad habit of people. And look to your own bad habits. فَإِنَّ النَّاسَ لَا يَخْلُوا مِنَ الْإِيهِ. The people will not be empty from عيبي, from عيوب. Nobody's empty. By the way, actually part of your iman, the more you gain iman, the more it humble you. The more you go iman, the more you look to your own mistakes. The more you gain iman, the more you're blaming yourself. And the more it gives you tolerance. By the way, if you remember Allah and you're asking, oh brother, talk to me about the manner how to remember Allah. The manner to remember Allah, respect Allah. Respect the knowledge of Allah. And if you respect the knowledge of Allah, you respect the qadr of Allah. If you respect the qadr of Allah, you're not blaming nobody. Because actually, if you're blaming anybody, you're blaming Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. And if you're blaming Allah, meaning you do not like what Allah ordained. And if you do not like what Allah ordained, you're not thanking Him. And if you're not thanking Him, you're not content. And if you're not content, you deny Allah justice. And if you do that, you're already a mushrik. A mushrik and a kafir with the na'mah of Allah, because you still have plenty to thank Allah for. But shaitan, what he does, he make you focus about one mistake, two mistake, and make you forget all the bounty. And if this happen, I promise you, this is a sliding of the end. Because I tell people, journey of iman and knowledge is more dangerous than journey of money. When people gain money, the majority of people gain money. What's the end? They become stingy, arrogant, ego, and do not want to spend. What about journey of knowledge? Journey of knowledge make you feel good, best, I'm the best, astaghfirullah al-azim, and before you know it, I'm good, everybody's bad. And now, instead of looking to your corrupted mistakes and correct it, you start complaining about others. And if other complain about you, you said, excuse me, this is me. What do you want me to do? And sometimes we flip the knowledge. We flip it so bad to the point, excuse me, why you complain about me? You see? By this way, the brother who sent me this and the sister who told me about that is no space in Islam. Because condition always will be. Think about now, you moved. You marry. You're in your own house. What are you going to do with your own house? Do you think he will like everything? Do you think he will like everything from you? But if he is a mu'min in a journey of trying to correct, not try to blame and complain. What about if I have a bad habit and I do not see it? You make dua for me. What about if you have a bad habit and you cannot see it? I make dua for you. But the problem today, can I make dua for you and you make dua for me, but can we do that? Sure we can, but we lose. By the way, how I can sit doing zikr to Allah and I'm angry? How I can do zikr to Allah and I'm moody? How I can do zikr to Allah and I cannot serve you nicely? You see? And also my brother and sister, let me tell you something. Can we complain about the past? Can we complain about what we did or what we did not do? You cannot do that. because I saw something in my life very scary. Okay? You did a good deed. One time, two time, three time, 10 time, whatever. And all of a sudden, the person you do good deed to them, okay, they are bad to you. Can you say, I wish I did not do it? Can you say that? The moment you said that, all your good deed is erased. Is erased completely. And not only that, bad news. And the majority of your quality is erased. Except, I tell it to you before, long time before. When you read in Quran has an institution. This institution has been repeated over and over again in Quran. Illa man taba. Except whoever do tawbah. And what is tawbah? To stop doing what you're doing. But I cannot tell you, stop doing what you're doing. No. It's tawbah for me, not tawbah for you. You cannot go to somebody and tell them make tawbah. You can advise if the person is ready. What happens if he's not ready? You make dua. Can you talk? You cannot talk. By this way, number one, tawbah. Number two, iman. Look what Allah said, illa man taba wa amana. By this way, tawbah number one, iman number two, wa amila amalan salihan, and do good deed. And the end of the verse is different between one area in Quran. فَأُولَئِكَ عَسَىٰ أَنْ يَكُونُ مُنَ الْمُهْتَدِينَ. Maybe they will be among the guided one. وَفَأُولَئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهِ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ. Those Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will change their bad deed to good deed. But shaitan make you what? Forget. This is what we are here for. That's why introductory until now. I was wanting to share something with you so beautiful and very significant. But people misunderstand me. Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu, he's from the tribe of Ghaffar. The majority is what? Killer, thieves, you name it. And when he embraced Islam, Rasulullah sallam, he said, Ya Abu Dharr, I see you weak. And I love you. And I love for you what I love for myself. Oh, Abu Dharr, don't be a leader over two. Don't be a leader over two. And don't hold money belong to orphans. What it mean in here? Don't run after a leadership or a show. And don't run after, you know, a commitment. Because sometimes when people weak cannot hold tight to it. And when you look at all the ahadith reported to that, is reported in the topic of hold your tongue, except of zikrullah. And when a hadith about Rasulullah SAW, he said, Ad-dunya mal'una, mal'unu ma fiha, dunya is cursed, and everything is cursed except of three. A person, do you remember Allah? Or good deed, or alim, or muta'alliman. A person seek knowledge, or a person teaching knowledge. By this way, is a journey. And this journey today, I'm sharing it with you for something very important. What's the value of zikr, and remember whom we have no respect? Imagine I come to you, but I deny you all the quality you have. I call you and tell you I do not like what you're talking about. Sometimes we do that physically every single day in our life and we do not feel it. Because who creates situation? Allah. Who creates the time? Who creates the condition? Who can elevate condition? Who can change? Everything in the hand of whom? If everything in the hand of home, now you are complaining about the people or complaining about the one controlling everything. By this way, the early people agree. Okay? You actually are complaining about the one who do the action. Do you understand me or no? This is scary. Because where is the anger coming from? Shaitan. Where is the anger coming from? Your nafs. It's not coming from Allah. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he never was angry for himself. He angered only for Sabilillah. And the anger for Sabilillah is different. The anger of Sabilillah make you good. The anger from Shaitan make you bad. And one of the things make you bad, you cannot hear. You cannot reflect. You cannot be calm. You cannot be relaxed. You cannot be happy. You cannot be content. You cannot be thanked. All this is a quality of whom? Shaitan. And the opposite. When you remember Allah and you respect Allah, what will happen? Angel coming down. Angel give you sakina, tumanina, tranquility. Allah bless you. Angel call you by name. Angel call, go to Allah's kingdom and call you by name and make dua for you. Now, if I'm vigilant about my relationship with Allah, I am my salvation and journey of Iman. The brother asked me, talk about the manner. It's very simple. All this talk about manner doesn't mean nothing unless you have Iman. Because I saw it. I saw it in many families. People do zikr, people dua, do good deed, but they are doing mischief with bad manner. If you do that, what it means? Shaitan playing game with you and snatch all your good deeds from you. Because shaitan sometimes can come, do good deed, do good deed, do good deed, you do. And after that, complain. And get upset and angry. Why he do that? To make you be a loser all the time. And what it means also, okay? When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam he said, "Idmanu li sittan, adman lakum al-jannah." Promise me six, I promise you jannah. And the first one is what? Isdiqu, have sidq when you talk. Now, one scholar break it down so beautifully. He said, "Sidq is many level. Sidq of the heart." Sidq of La ilaha illallah. Sidq of the covenant between us and Allah. Sidq in our will. Sidq in our niyyah of our action. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the main constitution about Messenger Prophet, what Allah said? La yas'aluna an-nasa jaza'an wa la shukura. They do not ask people money or thanks. They do not look for any thanks. By the way, if you do good deed and you do it purely to Allah, you remember Allah, what's the problem? Believe me, in my life, I've been through it many times. I talk to a topic like that. And all of a sudden, situation rise. And situation, I do not like it. Or somebody did something to me. What it mean? Allah tried me. What are you going to do? I said it to you before. My father, rahmatullah alayhi, he gave me a very beautiful advice. He said, my son, take this advice. If you live with it, you will be fine. He said, if you deal with people according to people, you go to Jahannam. You go to hellfire. If you deal with people according to people, you go to Jahannam. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to deal with people according to Him. If you deal with people according to Allah, you go to Jannah. Now what Allah wanted to do? Look at the amount of hadith. Be good to whom bad to you. Forgive those who oppress you. Be patient of the qadr. Thank Allah. Actually, when you study Islam, you find out all the command and advice of Allah is the opposite of what we like. But today what happened is, I want what I like. Excuse me. You cannot dictate what you like. You always will have some and Allah will take some. Do we know when Allah will give? No. Do we know when Allah take? We do not know. What Allah want? If Allah give me, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, and I share. Now I'm free. And when Allah take from me, thank you Allah, Alhamdulillah, and be patient. And both of them will be good to me. But the problem, once I start accumulating, what will happen? Now the moment when Allah take, I cannot take it. And I forget, who is the giver? Who is the taker? And Allah give and take in a time and a place and where and condition according to Him. According to the whole Almighty, not me and you. And no any letter coming from Allah, excuse me, tomorrow I'm going to take something from you. No, no, we do not know. Allah wants only one thing. If you belong to me, be ready. And this was the difference between all of us. How much the status of readiness of Iman. By this way, my brother in Islam, the one you asked me this question about your family, I want you to feel so happy because you're not the only one. The whole Ummah is the same. You hardly find a perfect father and mother. And you cannot go to Mrs. or J.C. Binney or something and return the father and mother and get a new one. You said, I have a receipt. You know, I have a birth certificate. Okay, take them, I get a new one. Can we do that? No. No. You cannot do that. This is something a lot of people, you cannot, okay, you are a girl. You marry and you have a children. Can you return them and get another one? Certain things in life, we cannot change it. Allah wants us to be content of what He ordained to us. I always see it in my life. You see, the young people want to be elder. The elder people want to be younger. The rich want to have good quality. And the poor want to be rich. And if you're short, you won't be tall. And if you're tall, you won't be short. If you're overweight, you won't be slim. If you're slim, you won't gain weight. If you have minus beauty, you won't have some beauty. And if you have beauty, you won't intelligent. If you're intelligent, you... It's no ending. But if you respect what Allah give you, and you say, Alhamdulillah, you have no problem. Can we get everything? No way. Can anybody have like a set of qualities, the one I like? No. Everybody has some quality I like, some quality I do not like. And what Allah want? He want me to look to the quality I like, I said, Alhamdulillah. And the quality I do not like, I make dua for you. But I cannot make dua. How long I make dua? Every day? You're not going to change? Enough is enough. This is not my business. Because I cannot change nobody. I have no authority. Allah do not send me angel Jibreel and tell me, you know something? Take the remote control. I change you. You can change the channel in TV. And sometimes even stuck. Okay? But you cannot change people. You cannot. Only Allah change. In the time He want, where He want, in the condition He want, when He ordained it. By this way, everything is a trial. By this way, do we respect the name and quality of Allah? Do we ready to journey of the name of Allah with the intention to seek knowledge? To respect it, to honor it, to comprehend it, and to live it. Because if we do that, we enter Jannah. Now, something a lot of us do not know. I said it to many people in the last 48 in my life, or 48 hours. I said, if Allah show you now a place in Jannah, in your condition, and said, if you're patient, I give you this. Do you think you will ask Him to change condition? That's it. But the problem with us, the rewarding from Allah to us is unseen. Like one Sheikh Yusuf said, everything has reward. Everything has a limited reward, except only one. What's that? Patient. إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّ الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Allah, He reward you in a bundle, in a no amount. But again, please don't ever forget it. Don't say I'm a patient person, shh, and the steam coming out like a pressure cooker. This not patient at all. Patient with Allah make you what? Content, happy, calm, tranquility, peaceful. Why? Because you believe whatever condition you're going through cannot be done, cannot happen without the will of Allah. But doesn't mean I can immigrate peacefully from condition. I can ask Allah, oh Allah, please, I am weak, give me strength, Ya Allah. Give me ability to pass the test and open for me. Because today, believe it or not, when I look at 80-90% of the girls I know in my life, why did he get married? Said, I want to get away. I cannot take it anymore. And once he get married, all of a sudden, this was a mess. This was a mess. Now what we do? Now you go to NASA to Florida, go to the shuttle, go to the moon, and tell them dump you inside and don't come back. And even if you go to the moon now, or go to one of this supposed to be orbit or a star, now you're going to feel lonely and say, excuse me, when are you coming back? Because human being always complaining. If you're lonely, I'm lonely. If Allah give you, don't take it away. If Allah take it away, give it to me back. If Allah give it to you back, I'm getting bored. What inside it? Inside it, lack of iman. But iman is so beautiful. I get sweet, alhamdulillah. I get hot pepper, alhamdulillah. I get a piece of bread, alhamdulillah. You jump and take it from me, alhamdulillah. You change your mind, alhamdulillah. You're going, alhamdulillah. You're coming, alhamdulillah. You want marry, alhamdulillah. You want divorce, alhamdulillah. You are sick, alhamdulillah. Make your life so beautiful, really. But alhamdulillah, not with your tongue. Alhamdulillah, with your heart. I hope I remember one sheikh, he said something so beautiful. I hope I find it. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Istaqimu wa lan tuhsu. Steadfast in the road, and you will never complete it. Have istiqama, steadfast, but you will never do anything or everything. Meaning, you cannot do all the good deed. You cannot. You will do some, you will be minus in some. And this is why one of the calamity of today was us, when Allah allow me to do good deed, I look at your bad deed. But maybe you have another good deed I do not know. How I know? Anyway, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the tongue of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, أَلَا أَنَّ فِي الْجَسَدَ مُضْغَى. In the body is a piece of flesh. If it's good, the whole body is good. If it's bad, the whole body is bad. أَلَا وَهِيَ الْقَلْبِ, the heart. And also he said in Rasulullah sallam, another hadith of the meaning of, لَا يَسْتَقِيمَ إِيمَانَ الْعَبْدِ حَتَّى يَسْتَقِيمَ قَلْبَهِ. Your iman will never be held tight unless your heart holds tight. Now, let me show you one of the early people said something beautiful. He said, this istiqama, this steadfast, meaning your heart full of iman, full of love of Allah, the knowledge of Allah, believing in Allah, holding tight the robe of Allah, want to please Allah, you want Jannah, you protect yourself from jihad. It's all inside. If you're busy about that, what's your problem? You have no problem. But any minus, you have an empty spot. This empty spot, shaitan go. And now all of a sudden, Jannah, Jahannam, pleasing Allah, loving Allah, du'a, du'a, all the good deed, it becomes very small. And the empty spot, the one that's supposed to be small, shaitan keep make you forget all your good deed, all your goal, everything, until he get it out. And now what your heart containing of? Huh? I'm content. Not remember Allah. I want this. Why this happened? Why do not this happen? And this and that. This are coming from whom? Why? Lack of sidq in the beginning. And shaitan eat from your heart like termites. Now, this scholar said, he said something so beautiful. He said, to purify and hold tight your heart, it need 9 points. To make your heart good, it need 9 points. First one, to read Quran with tadabbur. To read Quran with comprehending. Two, to empty your belly from food. To empty your belly from food. Third, to get up at night. Four, to cry to Allah. Five, to sit with a good people. Six, to be silent. Seven, to get away from the ignorant people. Eight, to not go in talking with other people for nonsense. Nine, to eat halal. Today also, the brother he tell me is his mother was living in haram for 30 or 40 years because she worked in a bank or whatever. Now I want to try to explain something to you. Even if you become pious today or you become good, can you clean 30 years or 40 years of sin overnight? No. This is in the hand of Allah. By this way, especially one, you see, you have some sins you're committing and you can ask Allah to forgive you. And you have some sins, it's really very bad. One of them is haram. Eating haram food. Eating haram food from haram income is a killer. Is a killer. And the majority of people living in haram food and haram income, even when they make tawbah, according to the real tawbah, is the money you earn it from haram, is spend it. Get rid of it. And this equals zero in the eye of Allah. Is cleansing. And after that, you're supposed to start fresh. A lot of people cannot do that. They cannot do that. I said even spend a portion. They cannot do that. And what happened? This haram money coming after you until destroy you. By this way, today a lot of people do not understand that. And if you do that, what happened? He said, when you do that, you will get light. Light in your heart, light in your thinking. You remember the beginning of a session? Light in your heart, light in your thinking. What is this light coming from? It's guidance. What it do to you? It make you distinguish between halal and haram. It make you distinguish between what Allah love, what Allah hate. It make you have this vigilant. And this what I tell you, please, wallahi, I beg you for Allah before I die. Be vigilant about your iman. A mu'min cannot be freak. A mu'min cannot be always angry freak. A mu'min always calm, relaxed, happy, content. And even if you get moody, if you get angry, whatever, ask Allah to forgive you. Calm down. And before you ask Allah to forgive you, go ask people to forgive you. Humble and humility. Humble and humility. Humble and humility is power. Because if you ask me, the root of all this, humble and humility. My dear brother, please I ask you and beg you for Allah. Don't ask your father and mother to have humble and humility. You have humble and humility. It will be good for you. And make dua for them. And if you cannot take the condition and situation, beg Allah to open for you and open for them. And if you're living akhirah, this dunya will not bother you. If the dunya and condition bother you, you're not living it for akhirah. And he said, when you do that, the heart and mind will have light. And if the heart and light, the heart and mind have light, now the body become light. And now you get the quality. And this quality, what it do? Now you get away from sins, you go to good deed. Now you sit with the right people, you get away from the wrong people. You do not engage your tongue. You see, it's all a package. If you ask me today, all of us is a sinner. All of us. We have one or two parts of the package, and another part is a mess. What happened now? You're mixing your heart with a lot of mess. Don't do that. And get away from haram. Get away from the uncertainty. And get away from your heart to get hard and get rusty. How you do that? I'm telling you. Remember Allah. Remember death. Remember your goodness, the goodness of Allah to you. And forget the badness of Allah from people toward you. Remember, we're going to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember something that really helped me a lot. Rasulullah some advice us. The mu'min remember death. When a situation arises in my own life and I cannot handle it, I really cannot handle it inside, I remember if I die tonight, what Allah wants from me? How I can meet Allah? And all of a sudden situation become insignificant. You insult me, you call me name, you did this, you did, I don't care. This will not, you see, like one time in my life, which it happened to me many times, alhamdulillah, many people did many things to me. And I went to complain to one sheikh. I said, they called me name, they did this, they did that. He said to me, are you better than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? I said, astaghfirullah, no. He said, okay, what's your problem? Are you better than Nuh alayhi salam? Are you better than Lut? Why Allah give us all this example? You see? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they call him names. Crazy, liar, shaitan whispered to him, this and that, they beat him up, they call his wife. But it is a part of your journey. Because all the odd and all the negative is actually positive for you. I bear witness to Allah, my brother, and everybody listen to me. When I have a tough situation against me and people insult me, I know something is coming very good. Something coming so beautiful. Now what Allah wants from me? To believe in Him and believe in condition. And the moment you believe in Allah, the condition diminish. And not only that, let me remind you again. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said of the meaning of whoever control his anger in a time he can revenge and do, Allah elevate him most. And I bear witness to Allah in the front of all of you. Any good quality I have, I do not have it. But many times I was in a situation people call me names. And I've been insulted a lot in my life. And the more I get insulted, I know something is good is coming. By the way, during this time, what Allah want from me? Hold tight. Not angry. Not upset. Forgive. Be good. Be kind. Make dua. This talk is not easy, my brother. Not easy, my sister in Islam. This talk only requires real iman, real thinking about akhirah. Especially like I tell you today, if it's in a blessing time, Friday afternoon, before Fajr, Ramadan, Laylatul Qadr, the night of Eid, all the holy and most blessing time of Allah. We should be vigilant about it because this is a time you can gain something you will never gain in any another time. But let me tell you from my experience in life, sometimes even in the most blessing time, Allah give you a calamity, a trial to check you out. Hey, are you won't come take from me what I promise you? Or you worry about he and she? If you're really a mu'min and you're dealing with Allah, what's your problem? If you're calling Allah Hakim, what's the problem? He's wise. Why is a condition happen? Can it happen without his wisdom? Astaghfirullah al-Azim. Allah is the able. Allah is the one who do whatever he wants. By this way, nobody can change anything. Nobody can change anything. Everything in the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By this way, the manner of doing zikr, to do zikr of Allah, is not to sit down and make wudu, facing the qibla. All this you can read any book about it. But what is the highest manner? To respect Allah, respect His doing, respect His qadr, respect the condition, be for Allah, be content, be patient, believe in Him, trust Him. And this is my main goal. My main goal to explain to you the name of Allah, the one, if you understand it, comprehend it, live in it, it will lead you to Jannah. May Allah make us among those, inshaAllah. Allahumma taqabbal, Allahumma taqabbal, Allahumma taqabbal. Allahumma ahina muslimin mu'minin, sadiqin mukhlisin laka rabbal alameen. Wajammilna bis sifat, wajammilna bi asma'ika al-husna wa sifatika al-ula. Wakrimna wa la tuhinna, a'izzana wa la tadillana. Kun ma'na wa la takun alayna, unsur bina wa la tansur alayna. Amkur lana wa la tamkur alayna, irda anna wa la taghdab alayna. يا الله نور قلوبنا بنور الإسلام والإيمان وحبك وحب حبيبك المصطفى واقع عقولنا وأجسادنا وأحوالنا اللهم اجعل من أمامنا نورا ومن خلفنا نورا وعن أيماننا نورا وعن شمائلنا نورا ومن فوقنا نورا ومن تحتنا نورا وعظم لنا نورا يا رب العالمين واحشرنا بأنوارك يا رب العالمين وقربنا إليك واجعلنا نرى نور وجهك الكريم يا أكرم الأكرمين وصلى اللهم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.